What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alva Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys how to work better in group projects. Because we've all been through that phase in like middle school or high school where the teachers always pair you up with students you don't know. And then you have to work on a group project with them. And it becomes hard for you to communicate because you don't really know them well. Well, in today's episode, I'll be telling you guys how to work more efficiently in group projects. A group project is an ideal opportunity to sharpen your problem solving and team building techniques, which are important skills you'll need throughout your career. In a survey by the National Association of Colleges and Employers, 82% of employers said that the ability to work well with a team was one of the most highly valued qualities in an employee. While group work is an important part of your learning experience and professional development in college, it can sometimes be social stress and anxiety, and not only in college. It begins in elementary, middle, and high school. Working in a team isn't always easy, especially when those in your group have different schedules or working styles than your own. But don't get discouraged. With the right approach, you can set your group up for success and take away valuable lessons for your career. Follow these steps for an effective and productive group project. Have a kickoff meeting. The first meeting is an opportunity to get to know your fellow team members, brainstorm ideas, and create a plan for the project. For example, does your group want to appoint a group leader? How often would the group meet? Will you work independently for some part of the project, or will all tasks be a group effort? It's important to set these expectations up front so that you are all on the same page before getting to work. As you discuss each of these questions, be sure to find solutions that work well for everyone. You'll want to create an open dialogue around important decisions so every team member feels comfortable voicing ideas or concerns, be open to our suggestions, and come to an agreement together. 2. Establish deadlines and responsibilities. After you've introduced yourselves and discussed project parameters, determine responsibilities to each member of your group. Make sure that each member has an important role in each phase of the project, from research to writing to the final presentation. Let your team members volunteer for the parts of the assignment that they find most interesting. This way, they will be more engaged in the project and likely more productive as a result. Next, figure out deadlines for each phase of the project. Work backwards from the final due date to set timelines for each task. For example, you will need to complete the research component of the assignment at least a few weeks prior to the final due date. 3. Schedule regular meetups. These meetings could be via Zoom or in person, depending on what works best for your group. Have an agenda or a list of items to discuss for each meeting. This helps your team stay focused and ensures that no one is left out of the loop of communication. This is also a good time to check in on project status and see if you're on track to meet the deadlines you set in the initial meeting. There are also lots of variety of tools you can use to collaborate with your group outside of these meetings. Google Docs and Google Slides are free online cloud-based applications that allow you to share documents and presentations with your group via a custom link. These tools make it easy for your group to work together in real time even if you aren't able to be in the same room. 4. Be a team player. You must keep in mind that this is a group project and an effort on behalf of everyone, not just you. That means everyone should have an important role to play, and effort should be made to make sure all members are working together. That's why it's important to establish clear lines of communication, determine responsibilities, and set expectations at the beginning of the project. If you find that members of your group aren't abiding by the guidelines you've agreed upon, it's okay to let them know, which brings me to the final point. Hold everyone accountable. Perhaps one of the most difficult aspects of working with a team is the possibility of a confrontation, especially when people aren't putting their weight or there are disagreements about how to approach the project. Try to find a balance between being king, being kind, and being firm. King and kind, there's difference, okay, when issues come up. Coming off too harsh will do absolutely nothing but harms the group motivation. That's how a king is. A bad king, of course. But being too easy won't help the project stay on schedule. Holding others accountable is a very important part of working as a team, so don't be afraid to ask for help or call attention to a problem. Sometimes it's the only way to get the work done right, and that's what you're all there to do, right? A study by Google researchers found that trust and communication were the most important factors to a team's success. By following these steps, you can learn how to create a productive team environment and positive project outcomes. While disagreements might occur, being honest, upfront, and respectful in your communication with other team members will help you be successful in resolving any issues. So, good luck to you all. But I am not done, alright? First off, I just want to say that you have to start off the group project on the right foot. Before you even begin the group project, meet as a group and introduce yourself. I cannot stress this enough. Maybe even do a quick icebreaker, such as asking each member what they ate for breakfast or the best book they ever read. Taking a moment to get to know each other starts the group on the right foot, which helps you develop a greater level of comfortability, which is going to be important as you strive to work cohesively in the days and weeks ahead. If you're in the same vicinity, perhaps you can hold this meeting in person. If you're scattered about, hold this meeting virtually so everyone can attend. Online platforms such as Microsoft Teams or Zoom can be used for this purpose. Alright. First of all, you have to set deadlines and stick to them as well. Napoleon Hill once said that a goal and a dream is a dream with a deadline. Setting mini deadlines throughout the project keeps the team on task. It enables you to achieve your ultimate goal, which is to turn is in the best project possible. Each project is different, so as a team, create a timeline that is realistic and allows you to submit your project on time. Decide what needs to be done at each step, and the more specific you are, the better. Be honest about your abilities. Ideally, each group member should be assigned a task that matches his or her strengths. This leads to a high-quality finished product, a project that allows each member to shine. If you are competitive by nature, it may be tempting to want to be responsibility for a task that is above your abilities. Stretching yourself is great, but not when it's at the expense of your team or your grades. With that in mind, don't promise something you can deliver. Be honest about your strengths so the team can decide on how you can best meet the needs. And be respectful to all members. Above all, be respectful. Keep in mind that people have varying communication styles and some are naturally better at working as a team. Knocking them with their personal weaknesses don't further the group as a whole, nor does it speak well for you on a personal level. One strategy for always acting respectfully is to imagine that the other person is a family member that you respect, such as a sibling, parent, or grandparent, and treat them accordingly. Remember that the way you interact with them shapes the way you are viewed. Would you rather be known as someone who is patient and considerate, or someone who can easily lose their temper and puts their needs above those of the group? Working in a group isn't always easy. However, following these tips can make your team projects a greater success, and it will better prepare you for your team projects once you complete your degree and enter your jobs. This is the end of my episode, and I hope you guys had a great lesson and learned something from this episode. If you did, hit the like, subscribe, and share button. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.